Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India has emerged as a pioneer of technological transformation instead of being merely a consumer, launches a 1 lakh crore rupee research development and innovation scheme fund. President Draupadi Murmu addresses special session of Uttarakhand Legislative Assembly, hails state's progress in education, health and human development. 19 people killed in Rangareddy district of Telangana in a truck-bus collision. President, Vice President and Prime Minister express grief at the loss of lives. Campaigning for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections in full swing before coming to an end tomorrow evening. US President Donald Trump says Pakistan is actively testing nuclear weapons. And congratulatory messages pour in for the Indian women's cricket team on their maiden World Cup triumph. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the country has now become a pioneer of technological transformation instead of being just a consumer of technology. He added that the country's growth in technology is not linear but exponential. The Prime Minister said this after inaugurating the Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. The Prime Minister said the government is focusing on ease of doing research to build modern ecosystem of innovation in the country. He highlighted that the world's most successful digital public infrastructure has been created in the country.
कोविड के दौरान हमने दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा वैक्सीनेशन प्रोग्राम चलाया. इतने मेहनत स्केल पर पॉलिसीज और प्रोग्राम्स को सक्सेसफुली इम्प्लीमेंट करना ये पॉसिबल हुआ क्योंकि आज दुनिया का सबसे पहला और सबसे सफल डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर अगर किसी के पास है तो उस देश का नाम है हिंदुस्तान.
The Prime Minister also launched the 1 lakh crore rupees worth of Research, Development and Innovation Scheme Fund to give a major boost to research and development ecosystem in the country.
हमने रिसर्च डेवलपमेंट इनोवेशन स्कीम भी शुरू की है और इसके लिए 1 लाख करोड़ रुपए की राशि तय की गई है. हमारा प्रयास है कि प्राइवेट सेक्टर में भी रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट को बढ़ावा मिले. पहली बार हाई रिस्क और हाई इम्पैक्ट प्रोजेक्ट के लिए कैपिटल भी उपलब्ध कराई जा रही है.
The Prime Minister emphasized that the policies and decisions taken in recent years to make the country an innovation hub are now yielding results. Mr. Modi said the country's research and development expenditure has doubled in the last decade and the number of registered patents has also increased 17 times.
Startup mein bhi Bharat ab duniya ka teesra sabse bada startup ecosystem ban gaya hai. 6000 se adhik deep tech startups aaj clean energy, advanced materials jaise kshetron mein kaam kar rahe hain.
Underscoring that in recent years, India has made significant strides in several sunrise domains, including green hydrogen, quantum computing, deep sea research, and critical minerals. Mr. Modi emphasized that the country has established a promising presence in all these areas. Union Minister for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Principal Scientific Advisor, Professor Ajay Kumar Sood, Nobel laureate Sir Andre Geim and other dignitaries were present at the event. President Draupadi Murmu addressed a special session of the Uttarakhand State Assembly in Dehradun today. Extending her congratulations to all residents and legislators of the state on completion of 25 years of statehood, the President commended Uttarakhand's remarkable achievements over the past 25 years. The President highlighted the state's significant progress in the fields of environment, energy, tourism, health, education and industrial development. Appreciating the efforts made towards women's empowerment, she said, women such as Sushila Baluni, Bachendri Pal and Vandana Kataria have brought great pride to Uttarakhand.
राज्य ने ह्यूमन डेवलपमेंट इंडिसेज के कई मानकों पर सुधार हुआ है। मुझे ये जानकर प्रसन्नता हुई है कि राज्य में साक्षरता बढ़ी, महिलाओं की शिक्षा में विस्तार हुआ है, मातृ एवं शिशु मृत्यु दर भी कमी आई है तथा स्वास्थ्य सेवाओं को सुलभ बनाने में प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं। महिला सशक्तिकरण की दिशा में किए जा रहे प्रयासों की मैं विशेष सराहना करती
हूं। रेफरिंग टू द स्टेट्स वैलियंट एंड स्पिरिचुअल हेरिटेज, President Murmu praised the state government and the assembly for their initiative to implement a uniform civil code. She said legislation inspired by transparency and social justice reflects Uttarakhand's progressive outlook. She said the Kumaon and Garhwal regiments reflect the state's glorious tradition of valor.
कुमान रेजिमेंट तथा गढ़वाल रेजिमेंट के नाम से ही यहाँ की शौर्य परंपरा का परिचय मिलता है। यहाँ के युवाओं में भारतीय सेवा में सेवा करके मातृभूमि की रक्षा करने के प्रति उत्साह दिखाई देती है।
The GST Bachat Utsav started on the 22nd of September of this year with the reduction of GST on many items benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the economy of Telangana.
The next generation GST reforms have strengthened the growth momentum of Telangana. In the pharma sector, the GST on over 30 cancer drugs has been reduced to nil, and taxes on all drugs and medicines for personal use has been lowered to 5%. The move has made healthcare more affordable and accessible in the state. The aerospace and defense manufacturing industry is witnessing increased demand for drones across agriculture, mining and infrastructure sectors. Under the recent rationalization, the tax on unmanned aircrafts, tanks and other armored fighting vehicles has been brought down to 5%. In the toys and handicraft sector, tax rate on GI tag products like Nirmal Toys and Craft, Pembarthi Metal Craft, Adilabad Dokra and Warangal Dairies has been slashed to 5%. The rate rationalization has reduced cost while promoting exports and supporting research and development in various sectors. With this, traditional crafts and toys have witnessed higher sales, increased artisan incomes and stronger domestic and international demand. With Rishu, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. 19 people have been killed in a road accident when a truck rammed into an RTC bus at the Mirjaguda Khanapur Road near Chevalla in Rangareddy district of Telangana this morning. The incident occurred around 8 a.m. on the Vikarabad-Hyderabad stretch. Cyberabad Police Commissioner Avinash Mohanty said the injured are being treated in different hospitals.
Today morning there was bus and a lorry accident. As of now, 19 people have died in the accident. 20 people have received injuries of different kind. They are being treated at different hospitals. Exact reason of the accident, primarily what was a head-on collision. So obviously one vehicle would have gone into the other side of the road where it should not be. So we have identified maximum of the bodies. We are waiting for some of the relatives of some people to come to identify.
The state government has set up a control room in Hyderabad to assist the people in getting information about the accident. The helpline numbers are 99129195 and 944085443. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has directed officials to provide medical assistance on a war footing, and special medical teams have been rushed to the site. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief at the loss of lives due to the tragic road accident. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In Bihar, campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections is in full swing before coming to an end tomorrow evening. Star campaigners and senior leaders from both major alliances, the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, are holding multiple public meetings and rallies across various poll-bound assembly constituencies. In this phase, polling will be held on Thursday in 121 constituencies across 18 districts. More from our correspondent.
Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed an election rally in Bhagalpur today, saying that under his leadership, Bihar is progressing on the path of development. The Chief Minister described the promises being made by the Mahagathbandhan as deceptive and urged voters to recall how poor law and order situation was during the tenure of Rashtriya Janata Dal and Congress. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed an election rally in Bhojpur. He claimed that the political change in Bihar is certain and that this time the people will bring the Mahagathbandhan to power. BJP's star campaigners, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath, are scheduled to address several public meetings. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a rally in Darbhanga, while LJP President and Union Minister Chirag Paswan held a press conference in Patna. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that steady growth in bilateral trade and investment has been witnessed between India and Bahrain in the recent years. In his opening remarks at the 5th India-Bahrain High Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said both countries have witnessed significant progress in bilateral investment in areas of defence, security, trade, commerce, health, culture and people-to-people ties. He underlined the launch of electronic visa, e-visa system to encourage the visit of nationals of Bahrain.
We have also seen a steady growth of bilateral trade and investment between our countries. We welcome investors from Bahrain to come and explore investment opportunities in India. Conclusion of a bilateral investment treaty and the establishment of a joint working group on trade and investment will further boost our economic ties. We are working on various initiatives to strengthen our cooperation in the field of healthcare. Our space agencies are also making progress for deepening their collaboration.
Speaking on the occasion, Bahrain's Foreign Minister Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Sayani said the historical ties between Bahrain and India extend back to nearly 5,000 years. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Pakistan is among the countries that have been actively testing nuclear weapons. Speaking to a TV channel yesterday, Mr. Trump claimed that Russia, China, North Korea and Pakistan are conducting nuclear tests.
We're going to test nuclear weapons like other countries do. Yeah, Russia's testing and China's testing them too. You just don't know about it. We have to talk about it. No, we're going to test because they test. Certainly, North Korea's been testing. Pakistan's been testing. They test way underground where people don't know exactly what's happening with the test. You feel a little bit of a vibration. They test and we don't test. We have to test. And Russia did make a little bit of a threat the other day when they said they were going to do certain forms of a different level of testing.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law terminating the already defunct plutonium disposal agreement with the U.S., which had been aimed at limiting the production of nuclear weapons-grade material. Congratulatory messages are pouring in for the Indian women's cricket team on winning their maiden World Cup. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Team India on their remarkable victory. The President called it a watershed moment which will take them to still higher performances. Praising the players for their determination and inspiring performance, she said the girls have made India proud. The Vice President said the perseverance, skill and indomitable spirit of the team have inspired millions and brought immense glory to the nation. In his message, the Prime Minister described it as a spectacular victory that will motivate future champions to take up sports. In his address during Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister said the entire country is happy with this achievement of Indian women's cricket team. 10 people have been killed and 260 injured after a powerful earthquake of 6.3 magnitude struck northern Afghanistan last night. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India has emerged as a pioneer of technological transformation instead of being merely a consumer. Launches a 1 lakh crore rupee research, development and innovation scheme fund. President Draupadi Murmu addresses special session of Uttarakhand Legislative Assembly, hails state's progress in education, health and human development. 19 people killed in Rangareddy district of Telangana in a truck-bus collision. President, Vice President and Prime Minister express grief at the loss of lives. Campaigning for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections in full swing before coming to an end tomorrow evening. And with that, we end the midday news.